You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Not much to say about the football game, huh?
Oh, boy. Yeah.
Is your wife cursing?
Yeah, she was all fired up towards the end of it. Yeah. She's like, can we just get somebody to catch a ball, please? Do we have anyone that can catch a ball?
And not fumble.
And not fumble. Yeah, they don't look real good, do they? Just kind of sloppy a little. I don't know.
As the announcers like to say, Jeremy, they're finding their way.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not a sports guy, so I'm like, it's sloppy. Because we watched that, and then we kicked on last night the Kansas City Buccaneers game.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, they're just incredible teams. They're both so good. We're like, this is what teams should look like, you know? It just kind of makes you realize that the Broncos are not that great.
Not that good.
No.
You know, they're 500 right now. Now they have a quick turnaround, too, because we are going to be hosting the Indianapolis Colts this Thursday night at Mile High Stadium.
What?
Quick turnaround Thursday night game. The okay. Rockies snapped a 7-game losing streak by somehow beating the Dodgers yesterday, and they still have 3 more games against the Dodgers before they get a 4-month vacation.
Hey. God.
That team needs to.
Not good. Really not good.
The CU Buffs fired their head coach, Carl Durrell, after another loss on Saturday, dropping the Buffaloes to 0-5. Get a load of this, Jer Bear. You'll like this. After losing 15 of the last 19 games that he coached, Durrell will receive a buyout of nearly $9 million.
Shut up. Really? Just
you're
to get
fired,
him to leave?
Here's $9 million
for being horrible.
Yeah. Right.
What a world, huh?
What
an industry.
A man died in Pittsburgh after the Steelers game when he fell from an escalator. Then there were brawls at football games, both college and pro this weekend. And in Indonesia, if you haven't seen these stories, police fired tear gas into the stands to break up a massive brawl following a soccer game.
Oh, my God.
And in the ensuing panic and stampede to escape the gas, 125 people died.
That's terrifying. And yeah, I've seen some of the video, and they say that stadium was over capacity too. They were just cramming so many people in there. And
listen, live sporting events are becoming chaotic and flat out dangerous. I mean, what is going on? I don't like going to games anymore.
People get rowdy, man.
It's
too many people.
It's too much garbage.
Oh, man.
I don't get it. I'll just stay home and watch on my couch. There was a study that came out on swearing. Jeremy and I, we've made it no secret that we have potty mouths. We're very good. I mean, we don't ever.
We've never slipped.
Drop the wrong words.
Yeah, we've done really well.
Air.
I say it too much occasionally around the children, and I get a talking
stern
to from my
to.
Wife. Yeah, I'm like, sorry.
Yeah, but you know what? Like, Reed's 11.
My argument, too. I was like, you know he's going out to the playground, and they're saying every word in the book.
Every word.
You know they are.
They went out and wanted to find out how much we are cursing as a society. And the average American will swear 21 times a day. That's the average. So everyone
seems
else
low.
Is Samuel L. Jackson or Mother Teresa.
It seems low.
The cities that curse the most, Columbus, Ohio was number one.
So is and that then they have this. Let's, real quick, is that 21 words? Swear words? Is that what
no,
that is?
No, times.
Times. Okay, times throughout the day.
I don't know if I could even think of 21 different words.
No, but I was going to say if it's words, like I string together 4 or 5 in a combination sometimes. That I would. I'd hit my quota pretty quick.
My go-to is a combo of just 2 that I bunch together. Mm-hmm. They also found our swearing habits, like the place you're more likely to use your choice words.
Driving's got to be on there.
The number one person we swear at, which turns out to be ourselves. And I told you, I will say stuff to myself all the time.
You stupid blankety blank.
Anyway, that's a fun story. And then last thing I've got. Last week we were talking about Bruce Willis signing over the rights to his likeness to that company called Deepfake.
Yeah.
Turns out that was not true. Bruce's people have issued a statement saying there is no partnership or agreement. The company that he supposedly sold his rights to They did create Bruce's digital twin for an ad campaign in Russia. They say any future use of his likeness would be up to him. So we reported that last week, and
yeah,
we were
they're
wrong.
Like, man, never mind.
I was wrong. I'm the one who reported it.
How would you know, though? How did you know?
Hey,
you know?
It was a story. It was a
news story. Tapped into the Bruce Willis fan club or anything.
And deep down inside, I don't really care.
Really don't care.
The last thing I've got, I'll quickly throw in, Girl Scout cookies may be going up a buck to $6 a box.
Hey.
They are going to be making that decision soon. Hey, with inflation.
Now I can save $6 instead of $5 by not buying them.
Da, 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 da.
Although I will say I got suckered into buying a box of popcorn for the, what it was, Boy Scouts, Cub Scouts, from the kid down the street. Mm-hmm. I was like, all right.
Did the kid have the popcorn on him then, or do you have to wait to have it delivered?
No, he had it delivered yesterday, actually, so I ordered it a couple weeks ago. 25 bucks for a box of popcorn.
No, what? What?
Yeah. It's 12 bags of microwavable popcorn.
Oh, I see. Oh,
so okay. I was like, well, I did. It was like $2 a bag.
And it was microwavable.
Like, well, it's microwavable. We'll go through it.
I like those tins where they divide the tin into three sections.
Yeah, those are always
fun.
Yeah.
I thought you might be getting that.
No, got popcorn for $25.
Popcorn.
Speaking of products that are kind of goofy, how about the pumpkin spice hysteria continuing? Hefty, yes, Hefty, the trash bag company, started selling pumpkin spice trash bags online this weekend. And this story here says they basically immediately sold out. It was like, boop, 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 boop. Order, 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 order. $6 a box.
How much?
$6 a box. Cheaper than my popcorn. this story says that people are already trying to turn around and resell them on eBay for $100 a box, though.
Does it mask the smell of your garbage?
I think so. It gives it kind of a pumpkin spice scent. We use scented liners for our trash bags in the kitchen. It helps.
You do?
Oh, it helps a lot. Yeah. Because every time you open the lid, you kind of get more of the scent than the garbage. It's really quite pleasing.
What's the scent?
Mountain rainwater or something, you know, something goofy.
Please.
I don't know. It smells like perfume.
How much more do you pay for that?
I think they're the same price, actually. I highly suggest you go with the scented bags. It's a game changer in the kitchen, man.
I'll fall for that.
Do it one time. Just try it one time. You'll be like, oh my gosh, this garbage smells great. This pumpkin spice thing is a limited edition thing. Anything else I want to tell you about it? Nah. The story does go on to talk about the other things that are generally stinky that we could add pumpkin spice to. Like, when are we going to get pumpkin spice urinal cakes in the men's room? Or pumpkin spice scented dog poop bags when you're out walking your dogs? That's kind of nice. Or those of you with babies, P.S. diapers. Come on now. Needs to be a thing. Well, this is fun. Jeffrey Dahmer's reading glasses that he wore in prison are for sale. It is a site called Cult Collectibles. It's a Canadian-based site where you can buy items from serial killers, cult leaders, and other high-profile criminals. Sounds like a fun site, right?
You're kidding me.
They're expected to go for about $150,000. The guy who runs it said he got the glasses and other Dahmer memorabilia a few years ago when he was contacted by a former housekeeper of Jeffrey Dahmer's dad. I guess Jeffrey Dahmer's dad had all this stuff, and then he purchased it from him. Crazy, disgusting. Who would want these? $150,000. That's an obnoxious price for those. But my big question, would you put them on? If you won that auction and you won those glasses, would you put them on?
You'd have to.
I think you'd have to, right?
You'd have to.
Gotta get the heebie-jeebies thinking about that, though.
You know, we were talking, was it last week, about that show? People were watching the Jeffrey Dahmer series.
Yeah, I watched episode one. I did watch episode one, and I'm done.
And?
I'm done. I can't do it.
Okay, that's interesting that you bring that up, because Gretchen loves murder shows.
Mm-hmm.
She is hooked. She and her daughter, they love it. And so while I was watching football yesterday, they sat down and started watching that, and Gretch comes back downstairs, and she goes, I can't do it. And I was like, you, of all people?
Was it because crappy acting or because of the mind,
she said it gives you? She said it was too disturbing.
It's disturbing and dark.
She said it's too disturbing. I said, but you watch all the murder shows. She goes, it's different.
So it is. There's something really... like I kind of want to dive into episode two just to see if it continues to be as creepy, but...
Well, I will tell you that now I treated it as a challenge.
Why, to watch it?
Yeah, so I'm like, I said, am I going to watch this one without you? She goes, help yourself.
So did you dive in?
No, I was watching football, so...
It's such a twisted...
Which was also as disturbing, I think, as the Dahmer show.
Right. It's such a twisted tale, Dom. It's really, really creepy, so good luck with that.
I mean, I know what happens. He eats
I know.
Him. I mean,
oh,
I know.
Oh, don't ruin it.
It's not a
spoiler alert. There was a head in his fridge.
I mean, hey, come on.
Here's your fat America on the heels of that. Burger King's going to launch a new Ghost Pepper Whopper for the holiday season, for the Halloween season.
It seems like that would cause litigation or something.
How? Because it's hot?
Yeah.
I think it feels would cause like, explosive diarrhea.
Well, no, but I mean, it seems like that you're putting yourself...
You kind of know what you're going into, though. You're ordering a Ghost Pepper Whopper.
Since when has that... like, people spill hot
coffee
sure
there's
on
like
themselves and they sue.
Flames in the ad, so you kind of know, like, this is going to be hot.
Yeah, but you know coffee is hot. When you spill it on, people still sue.
I know. Somebody will take a bite out of this and then rub their eye and like,
Yeah.
And then Heinz is bringing back, they're rebranding their ketchup for October. They're just calling it tomato blood. It's kind of fun.
All right.
It's pretty good. All right, let's do some clickbait.
Okay.
Clickbait.
Find it on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy, on the FB. This is called The Coolest Homeowner on the Block. It's a video making the rounds this morning. This teenager ran up to do one of those ding-dong ditch pranks. The guy happened to be walking out the front door at the same time, so the kid tells him the truth of what he was going to do. His buddies put him up to it. And instead of getting mad, the homeowner decides to help, and he tells the kid to run off, and he'll chase him through the yard screaming at him. And he takes off, and it's a pretty cool video. I'm like, this guy, that's a cool homeowner right there.
I like
that's
it.
Well done. So check out the video. It's fun. It's on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.